around to condemning his country for dropping two atomic bombs on Japan in 1945. Quote, "We bombed Hiroshima, we bombed Nagasaki, and we nuked far more than the thousands in New York and the Pentagon. America's chickens are coming home to roost," unquote. 7 years later, Wright's explosive statements were uncovered by the media. Senator Obama, then campaigning to become president, quickly repudiated his pastor's assessment, distancing himself from the militant minister who officiated at his wedding and with whom he had had a close relationship for about 20 years. It is safe to say that many people around the world had little or no idea what Wright was even talking about. Sure, most folks know that the A-bombs were dropped and the carnage caused was catastrophic. But, sad to say, the events leading up to the end of World War II are not widely known anymore. Thus, statements like the one Wright made sometimes go unchallenged. Every person on this planet lives with a common threat: nuclear annihilation. The nuclear weapons of today dwarf the first A-bombs in destructive power. Currently, the Iranian nuclear treaty has raised awareness of the threat. But still, the nuclear bomb's origins and the brutal world of the mid-1940s are no longer common knowledge. Enter this book. It comes with a warning. The following pages contain some extremely troubling material. The violence the world witnessed in 1945 is unprecedented in history and will be chronicled on the following pages in detail. What Martin Dugard and I are about to tell you is true and stark. The way the United States defeated the Japanese Empire is vital to understand because the issues of that war are still being processed throughout the world today. Killing the Rising Sun is the sixth in our series of history books. We believe you will know far more about America by this book's end. We also believe you will be very able to put the comments of people like Reverend Wright in their proper context. We live in a time of spin and deception. It is important to know the truth. Here it is.
Introduction. Oval Office, the White House, Washington, D.C., October 12, 1939, 10 a.m. The age of mass destruction is about to dawn. What bright idea do you have now? An upbeat Franklin Delano Roosevelt asks Wall Street financier Alexander Sachs, one of his key advisors on the New Deal that lifted America out of the Great Depression. The 46-year-old economist sits on the opposite side of the president's massive wooden desk. FDR was up past midnight, as is his custom. The deep circles under his eyes and his pale skin, resulting from constant exhaustion and too little time spent outdoors, make the president look far older than his 57 years. His health is not enhanced by the Camel cigarette he now holds, one of the more than 20 he will smoke today. Sachs chooses his reply carefully. This meeting is so top secret that it will not appear in the official daily log of presidential appointments. Sachs can only hope that it will go better than the hour he spent with Roosevelt yesterday, when he labored unsuccessfully to find the right words to describe what could possibly be the greatest single threat to mankind. It has been 6 weeks since Nazi Germany invaded Poland, beginning what will become known as the Second World War. 1 month prior, on August 2nd, theoretical physicist Albert Einstein wrote an urgent letter to President Roosevelt warning that it may become possible to set up a nuclear chain reaction in a large mass of uranium. Extremely powerful bombs of a new type may thus be constructed. Einstein is a longtime friend of Roosevelt's, but he felt that sending Alexander Sachs to deliver the letter in person would be the most effective way of getting his point across. But when Sachs finally managed to get an audience with Roosevelt yesterday morning, the pompous financier was unable to articulate his case. Rather than simply reading Einstein's two-page letter aloud, he appeared in the Oval Office with a stack of technical papers detailing America's uranium output and then read from an 800-word summary he had written. Sachs never mentioned that Einstein and other top American scientists believe that the new bombs could obliterate entire cities, or that Nazi Germany is currently racing to build such weapons. Roosevelt grew bored as Sachs